This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are trying to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing election meeting in Lohardagar yesterday, senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Jharkhand state was created during BJP regime and its purpose was to make Jharkhand as developed state. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Mandu in Hazaribagh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge accused BJP for dividing society in the name of caste and religion. Chief Minister Hemant Sorin also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and Left also addressed meetings. BJP has expelled 30 leaders from the party for contesting as independent candidates against party nominees in the assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President Babulal Marandi said the rebel BJP leaders were expelled for 6 years for filing nominations and contesting against the authorised candidates by defying the party's policies. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on 13th and 28th of this month, while counting will be undertaken on 23rd of November. In another development, the Election Commission of India has debarred NGOs, self-help groups and self-help institutions from election-related duties during Jharkhand Assembly elections. The Commission has instructed all district election officers in this regard. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said voter slips for the first phase of polling will be distributed till 8th of this month. In Maharashtra, top leaders of Mahavikas Agadi, MVA, will address a joint rally in Mumbai today. Addressing a press conference, Congress leader Atul Lonthe informed that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be present along with Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray and NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar. This will be the first joint rally of the MVA partners in Mumbai ahead of assembly elections scheduled for 20th of this month. Niti Aayog will be launching 15-day Jal Utsav starting today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said in a statement that Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from 6th to 24th of November. This is partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. Winter session of Parliament will be held from 25th November to 20th of December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. In Bihar, elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the mega festival of Chhat Puja across the state. On the second day of the festival today, the ritual of Khirna will be performed. After offering prayers to the sun god and her mother, Chhati Maiya, devotees will consume kheer and roti as prasad. After the Karna, a 36-hour-long fast will begin, in which devotees abstain from eating and drinking. The festival will culminate on Friday after paying oblation to the rising sun. In view of the Chhat festival, the railways is operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. Yesterday, around 25 festival special trains were originated from Delhi NCR to the eastern regions of the country. Millions of people are casting their votes on Election Day as Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democratic contender Kamala Harris battle for the presidency. Polling stations across the U.S. opened early yesterday, with voters lining up in eastern states and others following suit as day progresses through all six time zones. The auction of next year's Indian Premier League IPL 2025 will be held in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on 24th and 25th of this month. BCCI announced this yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.